escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us now to talk about those expectations and other things surrounding said ball club, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's USA Today. Ravens Wire joins us every Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Yeah, we're just grinding away until we get to the training camp portion of things. And, you know, it feels like it's been forever since we've seen Lamar Jackson and this team play, but we're almost there.
All right, let me ask you this, and you've been on the beat for a couple of years now, and you've seen some really good teams, championship-winning teams, division, making it to the championship game. I have said, and I'm usually wrong, and I think a lot of people agree, at least during the Harbaugh-Lamar era, the most talented team they've had, and you can make a strong case, maybe the most talented team they've ever had, is this is the 30th season of Ravens football. When you look at this roster, tell me I'm wrong.
I don't think I can. I mean, I agree where at least in the Harbaugh Lamar era, I think it is the most talented roster they've had, at least on paper. I mean, you go back and you look at some of these other teams that they've had. I think 2019 was kind of their, hey, we're here moment. And that roster was fine, but I don't think it had as much talent as this one. Definitely. I mean, even if you just want to look at the wide receiver group, I think that this wide receiver group is, you know, much more talented than what they had back then in 2019. 2023, that defense was historic. That roster, honestly, one of my favorites they've had. Guys like Jadeveon Clowney, and that was the first year of Kyle Van Noy, and, you know, that was a great roster. 2024, you know, you could argue was good, but I just think the way that this roster has shaped up for them, with the amount of young guys that they have, with the amount of veterans that they have, the nice balance there. You know, you look at the star power and the depth where literally almost every position, you know, you're two deep, three deep. Some positions you're even four players deep there. I mean, that to me, the makeup of a good roster doesn't just include how many stars you have or how many flashy signings or moves you make. And the Ravens have had a couple of big moves here, but it's a matter of the depth that you have behind those guys. And I think that you feel confident in most any position on that roster. Maybe not every single one. I think safety might be the one that people are looking at. Maybe, you know, guard is another one, but they have a lot of guys there. I think this roster is incredible.
Hey, Kevin, what did you think of the Steeler trade yesterday?
You know, I might be of the unpopular opinion, but I think Pittsburgh got a little bit worse in that deal. And, you know, I think of Fitzpatrick, he's still a solid player. I think he has fallen off a little bit over the last handful of seasons. He's not necessarily that high turnover machine he was in his first couple of years in Pittsburgh. But to me, I think that him being a Swiss Army knife in that defense is valuable. And I value that. And, you know, it'd be like the Ravens losing Kyle Hamilton now, albeit Kyle Hamilton is a better version of Minka Fitzpatrick, but it's a matter of the defensive identity, I think, that they're going to have to figure out without Minka there. That to me is where I wonder. Jalen Ramsey at this point in his career, you know, still a really, really good corner, great in run support, you know, physical player. But I think to me, is he going to move to safety? Is this the start of a transition to safety for Jalen Ramsey? You know, their corner trio right now of Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., and Ramsey's really good. And plus you tack on a Johnny Smith, who I think, you know, can complement Pat Freiermuth really well. But again, I worry about their defensive identity. So I think from a Ravens perspective, they have enough to match up with whatever these teams throw at them. And I think when you look at a team like Pittsburgh or Cincinnati, these teams in the division, they're making moves for the Ravens, I feel like. It's not the only factor, obviously, but they're trying to catch the Ravens. And, you know, I thought it was a fine move for them when they traded for Jalen Ramsey, but then you hear that Mick Fitzpatrick is the return package for it, and you get all funky with who's involved and what's involved. You know, I thought it was all right, but I it doesn't necessarily move the needle for me if I'm Pittsburgh.
Now, Bob and I were talking earlier. I mean, the talk of training camp is going to be Tyler Loop. How soon, you know, what kind of leash does he get before they want to bring in a veteran kicker if he's struggling?
Yeah, it's a good question, especially because they don't have that guy on the roster right now. You know, between Loop and Hoyland, it's two rookies, and I think there's always a risk with that. So, you know, I think that he should be afforded some runway, and I think that runway should be a training camp preseason runway, right? Where I think if you get to the regular season and early on he is costing you games, you know, at that point, you know, you run into a big issue. And so, you know, if the bit of struggles during OTAs and minicamp or any indication, you know, I think Baltimore at least should be on alert. But this is the time, you know, during off-season stuff, training camp, minicamp, OTAs, where coaches are going to want to tweak some stuff. And especially for a rookie kicker who they just got in the building, they're going to want to get him set up. And so he's probably trying out some things right now, working on whether it be technique or whatever it is. I think that's probably what's going on here. So, like, I would give him through the preseason. And then if it is such a stark difference between Hoyland and Loop, then you can have a conversation. But it honestly wouldn't hurt for them to bring in somebody for, you know, competition's sake. But I think that their competition right now, they're pretty set on it being Hoyland versus Loop. So we'll see what happens there. But I want to give him some leeway here because I know the coaching staff is probably working with him to help him get to where they wanted to be in week one. And that, I think, will involve him testing out some new stuff, trying out some new stuff, and will probably result in some misses here down the line. And, you know, it's okay when it doesn't count. But when it does, you have a whole different problem.
Come July 23rd, do we have any new contract extensions?
Oh, I'm going to say no, but we will have one before the season starts. I think that's where I'll go. Again, Eric DaCosta and company have surprised me. I wasn't expecting anything on Rashad Bateman, and lo and behold, now we're talking about Rashad Bateman as a very long-term member of this team. I think that, you know, these guys, there are a lot of different things the Ravens have to do with that, where they have a lot of different names and they have to be kind of figuring out, you know, what's the next move for them, the best move for them. Obviously, I think Lamar Jackson would be the best one and the one that makes sense considering his cap number next season is over $70 million. But, you know, seems like they want to get something done with Isaiah Likely, at least I'd assume so. So that might be someone that I'd look at is a very – I think he's the guy that I – outside of Lamar is the one I'd like to see signed to an extension next because I think the way that you can get him signed now, if he has a breakout season, that number is going to absolutely skyrocket for him. And so, look, I think that the Ravens and Likely can come to a deal that is friendly for both him and the organization – right now, but we'll see what happens because, you know, it's not just Likely and Lamar. It's guys like Tyre Linderbaum, Kyle Hamilton get something, Gadafe Owe. So that list goes on and on. The Ravens, they've gotten some work done with those extensions, but, you know, they have a lot more work to do.
Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. You mentioned Likely. Real quick, last thing for you. Who scores more touchdowns in 2025, Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews? Go.
Oh, man. You know what? It might be against popular opinion. I'm going to still say it's Mark Andrews, but I think the snap share is a lot closer to 50-50 than it was last season.
Going against popular opinion is Kevin Ostreicher. What's happening on the Ravens Wire here 2 weeks away from rookies?
Yeah, just trying to figure out, you know, who's in the best position to win some of these depth spots. You know, I don't think a lot of starting spots are up for grabs when it comes to the roster right now. But, you know, some of those second string, third string, fourth string opportunities are open. And so figuring out who's in the best position to win those, if the Ravens could maybe make another addition. You know, they just signed Jair, but maybe another addition could be on the horizon. So going through endless possibilities, as Marlon Humphrey called it, over on Ravens Wire.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Have a great 4th of July holiday weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
Kevin. Yep. There's Kevin Ostreicher. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. What happened on the world of sports last night? A lot of stuff. We'll get to it. Historic as well with the Orioles for sure. And then speaking of the Orioles, the MLB draft is coming up in a couple of weeks as well. We have Peter Flaherty from Baseball America. Preview what the Orioles might do. And the number one pick, it looks like it's kind of bouncing around with the mock drafts right now.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
What's happening, everybody? It's Whip Around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him in a few minutes. We got Peter Flaherty talking about the MLB draft coming up in a couple of weeks from Baseball America. A couple of NBA tidbits for you happening today. SGA, $285 million Supermax deal with the Thunder. Nolan's favorite player. And Nolan, you were right. He did win the MVP. And they won the NBA championship, and he was the one of the main reasons. That was a pretty loaded team, deep team at that. So he got paid. Miles Turner, Indiana Pacers, former Pacer now. 4 years, $107 million from the Milwaukee Bucks, who let Brooke Lopez sign with the Clippers yesterday. They brought Bobby Portis back for a three-year deal worth over $40 million. I mean, you talk about... Say what you will about baseball and the crazy monies that get thrown around. But the NBA is where it's at, man.
Oh, man.
It is where it's at. Granted, there's lesser roster spots, and you might have to sign the two-way and G-League it for a little bit. And I mean, you could still, because of the global appeal of basketball, if you don't make it in the NBA, go over to play overseas and make millions of dollars. Melo Trimble's doing that now. Bruno Fernando, after he got cut by Toronto, went over and won a championship in one of the Spanish leagues and making a lot of money doing so. But Miles Turner, good ball player. I mean, the Bucks are trying to in it to win it. They're going to be without Damian Lillard for a while as he blew his Achilles in the playoffs. But crazy, crazy money. And yesterday in the NBA, Jaren Jackson Jr., if you follow Maryland Hoops, remember old Turge tried to recruit him out of high school. His dad played at Georgetown. He went to Michigan State, one and done. Got a five-year, $240 million contract yesterday from Memphis.
Wow.
Defensive player of the year guy. I mean, he's a multi-skilled, but you know, stretch four, you know, toolsy. But also, speaking of Memphis, a guy that played right here at Evergreen, Loyola. You're like, who are you talking about, Bob? Remember this guy?
Aldama for three straight away. Clark with the offensive board. One more chance. Santi! Wow, bringing gifts like Santi Claus. Wow.
That's ESPN. Santi Aldama, Loyola. 3 years, $52.5 million deal. Goes to show. I mean, this is a basketball city. You got Loyola, UMBC, Towson, Coppin, Morgan, Navy, University of Maryland. You have seven schools within a 35, 40-mile radius of each other that are all eligible for the NCAA tournament and have all produced players that have made it to the next level. And Santi Aldama, 3 years, $52.5 million. And he comes off the bench, gets good minutes, and his point per minute and rebound per minute is certainly worthy, but I don't make the rules. Again, the NBA. Get a stretcher. Pull yourself to like 7 feet tall and learn how to shoot a jump shot. You'll make yourself a ton of dough. But congratulations to him. But a lot of flurry. LeBron picked up his option with the Lakers, but there's still chatter he could get traded, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And we don't want to make them the focal point of this one for sure. Let's see here. Maryland basketball recruiting. We reported this yesterday because it happened towards the end of the show. Austin Brown, four-star forward out of Texas, 6'7", committed to Buzz Williams and the University of Maryland. Buzz had recruited him when he was at Texas A&M. Yeah, he's a four-star, but he's rated in the hundreds. It is what it is. But nice get. Great shooter. Not the greatest athlete, but got good ball handling skills. Big for a guard. So this is a really good addition. What's the first get in 2026? Now, this isn't official yet because somebody off a Michigan site posted it. But Maryland's going to be playing in a tournament in Las Vegas in November. Remember, they open at Baltimore against Coppin. Then their home opener is against Georgetown at the Xfinity Center. But it looks like on November 24th, heading into Thanksgiving weekend, Maryland will be playing against UNLV at 9 o'clock. And then the next day, they will play Gonzaga
nice.
At 6:30. And it's a tournament. Whoever goes undefeated advances to the next rounds. Now, this is an official. Whoever posted this on social media, when you do it, it got screenshot. So he deleted the post since then because I've been perusing my Maryland email. I haven't gotten anything yet. But old Buzz Williams bringing the heat with the non-conference stuff early on here as his first year is about to begin in a couple of months. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the Whip Around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. This day in Orioles history, real quick. Let's see, 1983 against the Tigers at Old Tiger Stadium. Todd Cruz, three-run homer. Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray both went deep. Storm Davis pitched a complete game for his sixth win, 9-5, eventual world champs over the Tigers, who would win it next year. 1997, Oriole Park, Camden Yards against the Phillies. Lenny Webster and Rafael Palmeiro go deep. Scott Erickson goes seven strong for his 11th win. Randy Myers picked up his 26th save. And then 2014, Oriole Park, Camden Yards against Texas. Steve Pierce, Nelson Cruz, Caleb Joseph, they all go deep. T.J. McFarland got the win as he started that day for Buck Showalter. T.J., I believe, was just DFA'd by the A's. But that was 11 years ago. Oriole Park, Camden Yards, the eventual American League East champions, pick up a W on their way to the ALCS. We'll come back, talk about what's happening in the upcoming MLB draft. Peter Flaherty from Baseball America. Then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Got news from the Nest coming up at noon. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the pre-holiday money? Hopefully count some of that. And then Danielle Allentuck, Baltimore Banner, talk about the Orioles. They're running out of catchers. Something says Jacob Stallings might be wearing an Orioles uniform here.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here to talk about that and break it down as only he can. He's with Baseball America. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the program Peter Flaherty. Peter, good morning. Thanks for joining us here in the Charm City.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
All right. Now, with the Orioles here, the rebuild started with all these high-level draft picks. Now, yeah, you got 1-1 Holiday, 1-1 Rutschman, but, you know, Westberg was later in the first round. Gunnar was the 42nd pick. Mooman, Kowser was the 5th pick in the draft. So they built up a lot of equity in those areas. But the last 3 years, as they've been more successful on the field, as you know, it's Bradfield and was Honeycutt last year. Here they pick at 19. Before we get to some of the players maybe linked to the Orioles there, watching Mike Elias's philosophy, at least in this 6 years now doing this sort of thing, any surprise level that he's extremely reluctant, it seems, to take a pitcher in the higher end of an amateur draft?
No, not super. I mean, I really trust
what Mike has done and the Orioles brass. I mean, they have some of the best and brightest baseball minds there in the front office and in their scouting department. So, you know, I can understand a little bit some of the frustration from the fan base, but not to use a cliche and one that people probably roll their eyes at, especially given how the 76ers process went, I guess they coined the phrase, but, right. You know, to trust the process. I mean, like I said, I'm a real believer in Mike Elias's philosophy, what he does, how he looks at the game, you know, how he structures his organization. So I have no doubt and I have a lot of confidence that, you know, they're going to be in a good spot to compete going forward and for the foreseeable future.
Now, Peter, with the 19th pick, they also have 30 and 31. Do the Orioles, there are some college-ready or graduating guys that are going to be around, it seems, at that spot. You have Gage Wood, among others, that could be part of the equation. So if there's a guy, Bremer from Cal Santa Barbara, if there's a guy that Elias might pull the trigger on, who would be the most likely to fall to them or be there at 19?
Yeah, most likely is an interesting one because, you know, you never really know. But for college arms that could be there, I think you hit on it. Gage Wood is the most prominent one. He had a really impressive year this year for Arkansas, culminating with the no-hitter in Omaha in which he struck out 19. I mean, that's not only one of the best performances in College World Series history, but that's one of the best performances you're ever going to see at the amateur level. You know, I really like Gage. Everyone really likes Gage now, but he's got one of the best fastballs in this year's draft. It's a double-plus pitch. It generated an outlandish 42% whiff rate. You know, everything about it, the underlying metrics on top of the surface level velocity with it is really, really impressive. So he pairs it with an above average curveball and also a solid slider. So, I mean, he could be there for college arm. I'd be really shocked if Tyler Bremner is still there at 19. That seems like a little bit, you know, too. I'd be shocked if he falls that far. And then, you know, not necessarily at 19, but at 30 and 31, some more realistic options could be Anthony Ianson from LSU, AJ Russell from Tennessee, Riley Quick from Alabama. Those three names stand out in that range.
Now, Peter, we look at some of the guys mocked to the Orioles at 19. Jace Laviolette out of Texas A&M, and then the third baseman, the shortstop kid out of Washington High School, or Xavier, and I can't pronounce his last name, but give us a scouting report on both and what would be the more likely scenario for Elias based on his track record, because a Gunner High Schooler, certainly Jackson Holiday. So we've seen Elias go, Kobe Mayo, going a lot of different ways in that regard.
Yeah, so I guess starting with Laviolette, I mean, he entered the 2025 season as potentially, you know, depending on who you talk to, the favorite to be the first overall pick. Had a really impressive sophomore year, but, you know, this year he came out of the gate slow, picked it up, and then finished slow. So it was a little bit of a roller coaster ride. He had just 258 with 18 homers and a 25.2% strikeout rate, and was kind of the centerpiece of a disappointing year for Texas A&M. But, he's tremendously physical. He's a 6'6", 230-pound Adonis with a ton of strength. And he kind of has a stiff, almost robotic-looking operation in the box that, you know, gives people some reason to pause. It certainly gives me a little bit reason to pause. It's not the most aesthetically pleasing and smooth and athletic look, but there's little to no movement in his setup and load phase, but he generates thunderous raw power. He's got double plus raw power that plays to all fields. I think the biggest question mark, and this isn't a new one, is just how much he's going to hit. He's got advanced swing decisions in his career, 19.3% walk rate. You know, that kind of points towards a consistent floor of getting on base, but the contact ability is below average, especially for a potential first-round college bat. I think it was like a 70% or 71% contact rate for his career. And he struggled with changeup sliders and left-on-left spin. But he's a great athlete. He's turned in plus run times. He plays a good center field with above-average arm strength. It's a really unique college profile with obvious power upside, but there are some clear question marks and warts in his game. So his stock has always been, not always been, but you know, this year as it's gone on, it's been kind of puzzling to figure out. But with Nyan's classic left-handed slugger with some of the best raw power in the 2025 prep class, 6'4", 205, it's a big league body with tons of physicality and now strength. But, you know, there's more for, you know, there's room for some more in the future. And he really fires his hands through the hitting zone with a ton of, with a ton of intent and leverage. And he's got plus raw power now, which is most impressive, but, you know, I think there's a chance he potentially develops in a double plus raw power at his physical peak. Especially given his bat path, which is already elevated, which is already geared, I guess, towards elevating the baseball. And doing damage to all fields. He's a really patient, almost passive hitter who will let the ball travel. But he's got more than enough strength to catch it deep in the zone and drive the baseball to the opposite field. So it's a power over hit profile. There are whiff questions there with Nyans, but he's got a keen eye, which allows him to draw plenty of walks. But, you know, I'd kind of like to see him be more aggressive in plus counts. To kind of take advantage of his considerable power. But, you know, he's currently a shortstop in high school, and I think he's going to, you know, move off that position, likely slide over to third once he makes the jump to professional baseball. I think his plus arm would profile well at the position.
Peter Flaherty, Baseball America, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. First round of the Major League Baseball draft at July 13th. Nationals have the pick. We saw Holiday, the Mad, and Ethan at the game. They weren't playing the Orioles, but watching the Nats. They were certainly there in attendance with Scott Boras, of course. What's the intel saying what the Nats are going to do with that number one overall pick right now?
I think they're casting kind of a wider net and still looking at more guys than they'd probably like to at this point. The read on this year's draft class has long been there's not really a consensus star or a couple of stars at the top, certainly not like we've seen in the last couple of years. You know, with 23, we had Paul Skeens, Wyatt Lankford, Dylan Cruz. Last year, we had Travis Bazzana, Jack Caglione, Charlie Condon, you know, guys like that. There isn't really anyone like that from a college stardom standpoint. And the Nationals play, they're playing things really, really close to their vest. I think that, you know, recently, though, if I were forced to make a guess, at least a somewhat educated one, I think that, you know, Ethan Holiday, as you mentioned, or Cade Anderson, LSU left-hander, would be the two perhaps most likely guys to be in there. I don't really, you know, it's kind of a coin flip as to who would be the eventual pick, and there are certainly other names still in the mix. I think Seth Hernandez could still be in play, a prep right-hander out of Corona High School in California. Eli Willits could also still be in play as someone who could sign for a real haircut. So as you're just listening to me talk this out, there are still probably four or five, you know, maybe even a couple of more names that are still in the mix there, but Anderson and Holiday seem to be the potential leaders in the clubhouse at this stage.
Hey, Peter, from the combine and the World Series and stuff, who's made the biggest jump in the draft because of those two events?
Yeah, Gage Wood, 100%. We talked about him already, mm-hmm. But you know, the College World Series and just the postseason itself is a golden opportunity for guys to, for lack of better phrasing, make themselves a lot of money. We saw it a few years ago with Cade Horton, right-hander out of Oklahoma, recently debuted with the Cubs, enjoyed a really rapid ascension, culminating in being the eighth overall pick in the draft. Gage Wood, I don't think he'll go in the top 10, but I think he certainly pitched his way into a comfortable first-round pick, and I already kind of gave the scouting report. But his fastball is one of the best of its kind in this year's draft. Like, the under the hood metrics really stand out. He's got a flat vertical approach angle, which kind of creates this, like rise ball, ski ball effect. It just consistently gets over the barrel of opposing hitters and generates empty swings, and it explodes out of his 5'5" release height. But I mean, like I also said, you know, he's not a one trick pony. His ability to command the baseball allows him to maximize the pitch's traits, locate it consistently in the top half of the zone where it's at its best, and he's got an above average curveball that's a bigger pitch with some sharp downward bite, and the slider's a solid third offering. So it strikes, it's stuff. He's performed at a really high level on the biggest of stages. He fits into a lot of positive buckets right now.
He is Peter Flaherty, Baseball America. Peter, we appreciate the time. I know it's a busy time for you, so have fun analyzing things, and hopefully we could talk to you after the draft so we can rag on some guys that 99% of us have never heard of before, and count me into some part of that 99%, if you know what I'm saying.
I'd love to, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. There's Peter Flaherty, everybody. We'll come back, get reacquainted with Nolan McGraw. He's been gone for a few days out there living a pro lifestyle down in Nashville. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the early week money? And then Danielle Allen, talk Orioles with her. Birds trying to win a series tonight against the Rangers. Going to be tough. Jake DeGrom, very good. Good. He's good. Let's not forget the Browns. So, I mean, the Bengals haven't been in the playoffs in two consecutive seasons. So the AFC North's always frustrating because, you know, the Ravens always lose one of the games in the division they're not supposed to lose. And, you know, the Steelers like to ugly it up a little bit. And guys like Jameis Winston come out of nowhere and win player of the week against the team. But Pittsburgh putting together the all-pro team of 2019. It seems they're heading into 2025. Nolan, how you feeling over there, man?
Feeling good. Feeling good. I'm settling in. The band's back together here. It feels right. I didn't think I would miss this, but I think I did miss it a little bit. Okay. But we're back now.
Well, and you know, you talked earlier, teased the audience, radio term, about, you know, some of the things you did down in Nashville. And I've never been, full disclosure.
I think you'd actually like it, to be honest with you.
A lot of people have told me that, because it's kind of like like Bourbon Street almost, mm-hmm. like one of those stretches, and I've been to Mardi Gras a bunch of times. But so, yeah, I'm probably feeling it, but give us an idea of what it's like to leave, Joe Blow's redneck corner to go in Slippy Slappy's country haven or something.
Well,
like
first
that.
Of all, everything's a honky-tonk, apparently. They're not bars, they're honky-tonks, which I don't know the difference, but you call it whatever you want. You put any celebrity name you want on every bar, and believe me, every bar has some sort of celebrity attachment that means absolutely nothing. Every cover band's playing the same 20 songs, but you know what? The drinks are good, everything's convenient, and if you don't like a bar you're at, it's very easy to find one you do like. And within the same bar, even. I mean, we went to one bar Friday night that had like 7 levels to it. Jeez. Every level was a different vibe, a different band, a different music, whole thing. I mean, it was like a main level that was playing all the country hits and everything. One more level up was like practically a nightclub, pitch black in there playing, you know, club hits.
Ooh.
Next level up after that was as quiet as a library. It was just somebody strumming an acoustic guitar lightly. Up to the roof deck, it's a party up there. I mean, it's like, and you can't hear anything from each level to level. It's like its own separate world.
Now, isn't the hockey rink or the football stadium, aren't they right there?
It is, yeah. I was surprised by that. The Predators.
Yeah.
Their arena's right there on Broadway, which looks like it's a crazy atmosphere. A game lets out, you know, at whatever, 10 o'clock at night, and all the bars fill up with hockey fans. And then the Titans are down, like, right across the river.
Where they do the draft, do we remember that?
That was right on Broadway, yeah.
Okay. Now, getting back to the bar thing, when you were going up levels, which seemed to attract the most people? Now, was there someone there, just you mentioned strumming away, was it in front of, like, 5 people?
Oh, it was, like, 2 people.
The club was like, doing all that thing. What seemed to drive the most traffic here?
I think most people like the traditional, like, the country, the live band, whoever's playing the country hits, that seems to draw the biggest crowd. People get into it, even if you're not a country person, which I'm definitely not, but I feel like I left at least 1% more interested in country.
How is the talent?
Oh, it's off the charts, Vinny. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's Southern girls, I tell you.
Yeah. Hmm. And it was hot, so they're probably not wearing a lot.
That too. That too, yeah.
So if you were doing a tourism PSA for Nashville, you're giving it thumbs up here?
Two thumbs up.
Well, awesome. Glad you had a great time. Nolan McGraw, looks like we're kind of up against it. We'll get to the Funhouse next hour. Is that cool?
Sounds good.
Got news from the Nets coming up here. Then we'll count the money, hopefully. Got to recoup some of your dough. Buy or sell. Then Daniel Allen talk about the Orioles, that zany win last night. And it looks like Trump's going on the IL. I mean, who's next? I guess Jacob Stallings, who was a Gold Glove winner a few years ago. The Orioles signed him to a minor league deal. Is he the guy? Because Adley or Hanley ain't coming back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.